We set the table. As we prepare to start the journey of Lent, let us pray that as we walk towards the cross, in the promise of new life through the waters of baptism and resurrection, that we and this world may be transfigured and transformed in the light of Christ. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. From Matthew 14:1. This land is God's land, and God's Spirit dwells here. We acknowledge the Kaurna people, traditional custodians of this land under God, and the first peoples of all lands where this service is shared. We pay our respects to their elders and leaders, past and present, and pray for the future of their communities. We commit ourselves again to working for reconciliation in this land. Together, may we walk into the future, recognizing the sacred footsteps that continue to lead us. Welcome. Welcome to you all to our time of worship. Welcome to those of us gathered here in person. Welcome to everyone joining us online at the time we gather or at any time, wherever you may be. We value your presence and your sharing, all of you members of our community. And our call to worship for Lent. Lent calls us to journey this and every day, following Jesus wherever he leads us. Lent calls us to journey to the place where God covenants with us to receive the new names we are given. Lent calls us to worship together, to tell future generations the good news.
Lent calls us to practice justice,
to bring God's hope to all people. Lent calls us to faithful living, to trust the one who gives us life.
Lent calls each of us to take up our cross, to trust the one who bears it with us.
Lent calls us to journey with God.
Let us worship God who walks with us this and every day.
And now, we'll stand if we're able and join together in singing In the Love of God We Gather.
Through the veil of faith we are.
join in a prayer of thanksgiving. God of all the earth, for our luscious garden places, we offer thanks. For the beauty of nature and the freshness of air. For the fruits of the earth, which feed and sustain us. For our places of solace and quiet retreat, where we feel safe and secure. We offer thanksgiving and praise. God of all the earth, for our dry desert places, we offer thanks. For times of reflection and discernment, for seasons of preparation and winds of change, for the seemingly impossible situations from which we learn and grow, we offer thanksgiving and praise. God of all the earth, for your new creation made possible in Jesus, we offer you thanks. For the abundance of grace and the challenge of faith. For the beauty of Scripture and the privilege of prayer. For the great cloud of witnesses who inspire and disturb us, we offer thanksgiving and praise. God of all the earth, we offer thanksgiving and praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good morning. It's Lent. The journey onwards to Easter has begun in the church calendar. I share a reading, come prayer, come poem. For 40 days and 40 nights, it rained on Noah. For 40 days and 40 nights, Moses fasted on Mount Sinai. 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus wandered the desert. Now, God of the rainbow, fiery pillar, Holy Spirit, we are asked into 40 days of Lent. Our personal and struggles are real, selfishness and insincerity, pettiness, prejudice, judgment, justification, apathy, indifference, violence, greed. Sin is amongst us and in us. Nevertheless, let this be a journey of Lent. Not of guilt or shame or humiliation, but let this Lent be a walk toward freedom. Like Jesus in the desert, we may resist the temptations to miracle, spectacle, and power. May we withstand materialism, patriarchy, and hatred. May we say no to all the realms of oppression and persecution. And may we live into the values of our faith. May we live loyalty to a God of justice and compassion. May we embrace holiness, abundant life, new beginnings. May we know that we have and that we are enough. I invite us to stand if you're able and sing the song, Beloved.
join together into prayers of who we are. There will be responses on the screen. When we are drawn to the easy satisfaction of our appetites, to the simple addictions of pleasure,
we pray for the strength to say no and to live by your soul-feeding word.
When we are caught up in the self-aggrandizing song of power and self-sufficiency,
we pray for the humility to serve and to worship the only one who is worthy.
When we are challenged to accumulate and to find our security in wealth,
we pray for the grace to give and for the faith to trust in your care.
And so, for us and for our world, we embrace your wisdom and your word, and we commit to living in your light, so that in some small way we may dispel the darkness. Amen. And now we'll remain seated and sing together, Take This Moment.
Our scripture reading today is from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterward he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve only him.'" Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited upon him. In this is the word of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Jan. Henri Nguyen, a Dutch Catholic priest, professor, writer and theologian whose focus was on psychology, pastoral ministry, spirituality, social justice and community, writes, "When we enter into solitude to be with God alone, we quickly discover how dependent we are. Without the many distractions of our daily lives, we feel anxious and tense. When nobody speaks to us, calls on us, or needs our help, we start feeling like nobodies. Then we begin wondering whether we are useful, valuable, and significant. Our tendency is to leave this fearful solitude quickly and get busy again to reassure ourselves that we are somebodies. But that is a temptation, because what makes us somebodies is not other people's response to us, but God's eternal love for us. To claim the truth of ourselves, we have to cling to our God in solitude as to the one who makes us who we are." When we think of wilderness, as in today's gospel text, we begin, I think, to have thoughts and images of barrenness, of desert, hot sand, rocks, being alone, danger, scorpions and snakes. Yet at other times we go into the wilderness and it's a forest, rivers and lakes. Think of the Tasmanian wilderness, the rainforests, the lakes and rivers. A few years ago now, I climbed the face of a glacier in Iceland. It was a struggle. It was rugged. It was dangerous. There was nothing there but ice. And of course, 50 or 60 other hikers. But it was also a place of beauty. I felt small among the magnitude of space. Climbing the glacier, I was alone. It was my effort and my ability and my careful navigation that got me safely to the top and back down again. I was alone in that moment, but I wasn't lonely. There was a community of other climbers and guides around me. Are we alone in the wilderness? Jesus was alone, but was Jesus lonely? Was this a time of solitude? Is wilderness for you a danger, or is it an invitation? Jesus, by example, is calling and inviting us into wilderness, into solitude, into a time to listen, to learn, and to act. Is being alone different to being lonely? Nguyen writes again, "In the spiritual life, we have to make a distinction between two kinds of loneliness. In the first loneliness, we are out of touch with God and experience ourselves as anxiously looking for someone or something that can give us a sense of belonging, intimacy, and home. The second loneliness comes from an intimacy with God that is deeper and greater than our feelings and thoughts can capture. We might think of these two kinds of loneliness as two forms of blindness. The first blindness comes from the absence of light. The second from too much light. The first loneliness we try to outgrow with faith and hope, and the second we must be willing to embrace with love. So our Lenten journey has begun. It begins with these words that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Within these words, we sense that the wilderness experience might be key for our own growth and our understanding of this period and this season. However, the often image of wilderness tends not to be very inviting. It's become associated with desolation, extreme heat, and lack of resources. As we take a closer look at this concept, we discover that the invitation is more than a request to book a trip to the Gibson Desert or the Sahara Desert. The Greek word for wilderness used in this text is eremos, which means uninhabited. Uninhabited, a place with no human population. Consequently, then, the emphasis is not so much on the terrain of the landscape as it is on the solitary quality of the landscape. Jesus regarded these places, these uninhabited places, during his ministry as important. He often invited his followers to do the same. On one such invitation found in Mark's Gospel, it says the apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away with me to a deserted place, all by yourselves, and rest for a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. How often do we find ourselves in the same situation? Are we coming and going, and we're busy trying to keep up with deadlines and demands, and we don't even have time to eat? We're running on empty. When we become caught up in our schedules and surrounded by diversions and messages and interruptions, there's no deserted space left in our living. But the invitation to the wilderness is an invitation to leave these forces of life and enter into a place of quietness, of silence, of solitude. To enter into solitude. And once there, we might find again the perspective need to see the path that we are looking, that we're traveling on. We might see the horizon and the paths that stretch out before us. We go to deserted places to rest, to regroup, to remember and recreate. It's a place where we can sit in quiet, to quieten our spirits, quiet enough to even hear the word of the Spirit. Often Lent is associated with a wilderness time. Recalling other biblical wanderings and times of trial and repentance, the 40 days of rain in the Noah story, 40 years of the Israelite people wandering the desert, 40 days Moses spent on the mountain before receiving the law. Wilderness times can be wonderful, positive times. The time the Israelites wandered the wilderness formed them as a nation. Yes, many mistakes and wanderings and confusion, but at the same time, being lost and found, faithful and struggling on their way to the promised land. 40-day journey of Elijah to Mount Horeb, where he sought God's presence and discovered his calling. It was in the wilderness that Hagar found spiritual renewal, where John baptized, where Jesus fed the multitudes. This is 40 days. not 40 minutes. 40 days is a long time for solitude, reflection, trial, testing, preparation. 40 days and 40 nights indicates that this is a holy time, a time of struggle, a time of discernment, a time of transition to a new way. And while the focus for this week of Lent is traditionally on Jesus' temptations, it's important to note that Jesus, after 40 days in the wilderness, has found enough strength in his faith to fend off the temptations quite effortlessly. Thus, Lent can be a time not just of grief and browbeating, but a time of growing profoundly, strengthened by the assurance of God's presence, which empowers us to face Good Friday and to rejoice in the glory of Easter Sunday. Lent offers us an opportunity to slow down, to regather, to enter into our own wilderness, whatever that might be, to reflect and to pray and to sit in the presence of God. When we allow ourselves to enter this wilderness, we're likely to discover our own version of the temptations that Jesus faced. And the question here really is, who are you? Who are you really? And Jesus was able to respond to each of the tempter's questions with a strong sense of call and identity. The quiet of the deserted place can enable us to face similar questions with clarity. The challenge of coming to terms with the life that we are creating can be daunting, and maybe the reason why we resist times of place of solitude and quietness. Yet there is a gift. There's a gift within the wilderness. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus makes the choice to enter into the wilderness. The Spirit does not only lead him into the wilderness, but rather walks with him in the wilderness once he's there. The implication is that in these times and places of solitude, we are exactly where God wants us to be, and God is present with us. In allowing ourselves to be alone, to be quiet and to be still, we discover that we are actually not alone. Or in the words of Nguyen, alone but not lonely. The wilderness invitation is at the heart of Lent. And if we choose to accept, we may discover our own heart's truths in those responses. We might, through opportunity, through prayer, reflection, find something new of God, of each other, and of ourselves. So, take us out of our comfort zone, O God. In the wilderness of your own way, where we might meet those in need and share our gifts with each other, in mutual compassion and love, and thus meet you on this holiest of ground and time. Amen. We shall remain seated as we prayerfully sing the next song, "For You, Deep Stillness of the Silent Inland." For you, deep stillness.
Come to our time of notices and sharing. The newsletter is your key to all of this, so you will have received that by email, or there are paper copies in the foyer awaiting you. The most important news probably is about our Lenten studies. So they will begin this week, starting on Tuesday, for different groups, and they're going to meet Wednesdays at 1 o'clock, Tuesday afternoons, which should have come first, 1:30, Wednesday mornings, 10 a.m, and Friday nights. There are sign-up sheets for those in the foyer, and the materials can be downloaded from a URL in the newsletter. Now, I need to remind you here in the room today, that if ever there is a URL, one of those underlined things in the newsletter, and you would like that material, and downloading things from the internet is not your thing, all you have to do is phone Nicole in the office and ask for a paper copy to be prepared for you. So bear that in mind. There's other things in here of great importance about resources for learning about the Voice campaign, and also a notice about World Day of Prayer, which is Friday this week, and it's being held at St. Joseph's Catholic Church on McGill Road, and the start time is now 10:15, so we have an extra 15 minutes to be on time. So have a look at the newsletter. And now let's pray our prayer of dedication of the offering. Too often we give in to the temptation to keep everything for ourselves. But you would have us notice those who hunger for hope as well as bread, those who are caught in the injustices of the world, those who struggle to find themselves. And in noticing, we become generous and loving, even as we have been graced by our brother and Saviour Jesus, in whose name we pray. We bring our gifts in the bowl in the foyer, by direct debit or through eGive online, trusting that they will contribute to actioning the kingdom of God in the world. Amen. And today we pray our prayers for others through a beautiful video song. Sing along if you wish.
Oh Lord, your wounded world cries out in grief and sorrow, pain and fear, and suffering causes some to doubt that you are here beside us.
And together we pray the Lord's Prayer, speaking slowly today and with time taken to breathe in. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And we'll stand, if we're able now, and sing together, Love Will Be Our Lenten Calling.
Thank you.
May God lead us to all who are afraid. May Jesus lead us to all who look for a friend, a companion in this life.
We will follow Jesus into all the places where the lonely live.
May the Spirit lead us to all who are tossed aside by the world. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you today and always as we leave. Amen. Say good day to people around you as we leave and join us for tea and coffee in the hall if you're able to stay.